The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I get into the meat of my homily, I want to ask, are there any current or retired or nurses in training? Nurses? Okay, I'm asking that because some of you in the next 30, 40 minutes might be tempted to be overcome with paschal joy. And I want to make sure we have the medical people here to help you. Okay, don't let me down. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles refers to another reading from John that we had this week where a man was overcome with paschal joy. He was overcome with it because he was begging at the entrance to the temple, and Peter and John come along, and Peter heals the man. He's a cripple. He heals him. So what does he do? He gets up and says, "Thank you very much." No, he went into the temple. He was jumping for joy. He was jumping around. I'm sure a lot of the Pharisees said, "Oh, that's not good behavior here. You should be quiet." But he was overcome with paschal joy. So as I mentioned last week, we too should be practicing living joy, being joyful people. And again, it's not a feeling. It's something that we, in a way, it's kind of like acting in a way, but in a good sense. What would it look like for me to be filled with joy? How would I be a joyful person? You know, obviously to smile, say, "How are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you?" You know, simple things like that. And the purpose of it all is not just to show joy, but to help other people experience joy. You know, that's the key. You know, it's not just about us doing it, but it's about sharing that joy with others because a joy is infectious. Now, I was doing some, I guess you could call it research. Something came to me and I thought, how many times is the word sent or send used in the New Testament? So, of course, where did I go? I went to Google. And I asked, blah, blah, blah. Well, it sort of came up, but something even more interesting came up. It told me how many times the word go is used in the whole Bible and how many times the word stay is used in the whole Bible. So the word go is used 1,145 times in the Bible. New Testament, Old Testament. The word stay is used 68 times. So, you know, what are we supposed to take away from that? Well, that as followers of Christ, we're not supposed to be staying around and, you know, just being comfortable, whatever. Now, there are times where we stay, and Jesus even says that in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, stay here and pray for me. Okay, so there's a focus on prayer, not just stay and watch TV. But, you know, we're so prone to stay that we don't hear that go that's said over 1,000 times in the Bible. You know, what did God say to Abraham? Go. And again, we have go, do this. Jesus says, you know, you got to get out there. Go to the people as I go to the people. Cure those who are in need of curing and dispossess those who are possessed by Satan. So if we look at our faith from the very beginning, it's all about moving along, action, not being sedentary, not being comfortable, but going, going, going to bring the gospel message, the good news of salvation to other people. And of course, throughout the Bible, there were no churches, there were no parishes. You know, we have parishes all over the world, and we come together to celebrate the Eucharist. But as the Eucharist says at the end, go in peace, go into the world and continue to live what you have celebrated during the Mass, the good news. Go into the world and do it. But, you know, think of those two numbers. I was shocked. You know, thank God for evangelicals. They do all that research, so all I have to do is type into Google this, that, and the other thing, and the numbers come up. The answers come right up. And of course, now I'm going to do more research, like how often does this word come up? I think it said in John's Gospel, I believe it is the word send is used 60 times. Just John's Gospel. So again, we have this idea of movement, that we have a dynamic belief, and yes, we do come together to pray, and we take time to pray, you know, which means we do have to stay somewhere, although we can go for a walk and pray. There's nothing wrong with that, praying the rosary. Whatever, we can do anything really and pray, but ultimately the prayer and the celebration of the Eucharist and the sacraments is all about going out into the world. So at 1 o'clock we had a baptism, a little girl. She's probably about three years old. And I said right off the bat, because of her baptism, she has become a missionary. Now what do missionaries do? They go somewhere to proclaim the gospel, right? They don't stay home and Google or maybe they'll do Zoom to be in touch with the people they've met. But to go to people and proclaim the gospel, that's another way in which we can thank God for what he's done and also hopefully practice some paschal joy. Do we have that joy of our faith that, again, we want to share, or don't we? And I think this is the crisis in our society today, and I've talked about it before. You know, one writer said, for all intents and purposes, Christians are practical atheists. When they go into the world, they work just like everybody else, as if there is no God. So just because we go to church doesn't really make us a believer. It's really what we do to continue to work at faith and proclaiming the gospel to other people. So, you know, we have all these wonderful beliefs, but again, do we have that sense of, I have been given this gift to give away, to keep giving it? Or, you know, jokingly, we go to, and only old people will understand this, or do we go to the restaurant for the blue plate special? Yeah, I know, you all know that one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in fact, you know what people will say, they won't always admit it, but you know, they want to get out of there so they get to the restaurant, you know, beat the other crowd. Well, that's fine. That's fine if they're going because they know they're going to meet people and talk about Jesus, and maybe people will be overcome with paschal joy. I doubt it. But again, that's our call. So the joy of Easter, the mercy of God, the hope of Easter that God gives us is just a word unless we believe it's true, thank God for it, and then share that good news with other people. So think about it. Over 1,000 times the word go is used throughout the Bible. And that's us. We're supposed to be continuing it. So that just like Abraham, who was told to go into a strange land and do this, that, and the other thing, we too get the same walking papers. We are told, go into the world and proclaim the good news to every creature. And when we get to the Feast of the Ascension, that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, go. Don't just stand here. And the angel said to them, what are you looking up there? There's nothing there to look at. Go. Do the work of the Lord. So think about that this week. Little ways in which we can take the reality of Easter and bring it to other people, especially those who don't know about it, who don't know the story of salvation, who live in darkness and despair. I mean, those people are ripe for evangelizing, because not only do we have an obligation to take that news to them, but they have a need for it, a real pressing need, more than any other kind of need. So if we've got that good news, then indeed we do have to go and share the gospel with them. So again, as you go forth, what might you do to consciously think, I'm going not just to Wegmans to get food, but I'm going there because there are opportunities there to proclaim the gospel, and to think of ways in which you may show the joy of the Easter season. So that's our commission every single day, not just on Sundays or during the Easter season, but every single day, so that other people too can then maybe be overcome with Paschal joy, join us, and then even more people will have those who go to them to proclaim the gospel. But that's why we come together. That's why the church exists. That's what God wants. We're supposed to be people always on the go, taking the gospel wherever it is needed.